Thank you, Cynthia. I can say good afternoon still. Good afternoon. On behalf of South Asia Coordination Research Team, this fine afternoon I stand before you to present the details of the project as well as whatever the impacts we have created out of the activities of the Coordination Research Team project. You can see the members, whoever contributing to the research team, and also effectively executing various activities of their research projects as well as the Coordination Research Team projects. So though the Coordination Research Team directly may not contribute to the high-end science, but indirectly it contributes to the high-end science by enhancing the capacities of the regional research team members and also ensure they are executing the AGMIP activities according to the goals and objectives. You can see South Asia covers 5 different regions, the Pakistan, South India, Sri Lanka, and Indo-Gangetic Plain. Indo-Gangetic Plain still covers 3 countries, India, Nepal, Bangladesh. And with this one, the coordination team is located in South Central India, and we do organize many of activities for enhancing their capacities through the capacity building activities and knowledge sharing platforms. Before going into the details, let's have a look at that one. Why do we need to have these coordination research teams at the regional levels? If you can see, we've been discussing from this morning, agriculture systems are very sensitive to extreme climatic events, and the climate events are felt by regional agricultural systems differently upon their climate, environment, and socio-economic conditions. And the agriculture model intercomparison and improvement project focuses on linking climate, crop, and economic modeling techniques and communities with cutting-edge information technology to improve crop and economic models and climate impact projections for agriculture systems, both at global and the regional level. When we are talking about this kind of integrated regional assessment systems, we need to bring various teams together, especially the interdisciplinary teams. It's not an easy job. So the global leadership team sits at the central level, and the regional teams help the global leadership team or act like a bridge between the global leadership team and the regional research teams. That's the role essentially we play, with the specific objectives helping enhancing the capacities of the multidisciplinary research teams for integrated assessment of climate change, impacts and adaptations, and also help in designing workshops, training programs, homestead sprints. We will see what are those. And especially the coordination research team help in facilitating stakeholder interaction throughout the region for enhancing the wider outreach of the AGMEP results, also provide the greater impact. And also, we do develop the knowledge sharing platforms and the knowledge products to facilitate learning exchanges among and across the regional research teams, as well as the global leadership team and the regional research teams, also provide the wider outreach for greater impact. Let's look at the teams. You have witnessed this morning the presentation by the regional research team PIs, and they are focusing on various crop models, on various crops, but the common thing, if you can see in the South Asia, the Epsom rice is very common in all the locations, but you also see in how this model performed in various regions. So this is one opportunity the coordination research team can document this kind of results, like the intercomparison between the performance of these models. And at the same time, as I mentioned, like maybe how we are doing these capacity building activities to enhance the capacities of the regional teams, essentially we follow 2 different methodologies. One is the face-to-face, and the other one is the virtual mechanism. The face-to-face can be done through 3 different approaches. One is the workshops, and we have organized 2 workshops already. The kickoff workshop at Sri Lanka, you can see the first picture, and the midterm workshop at Nepal. And the other workshop will be coming, combining both Sub-Saharan Africa and South Asia, that will be happening in Arusha, together with JAB. And the training programs, Ken briefly discussed about how we are doing these training programs, as well as the multi-crop model training programs, using DSAT and EPSEM models, following the train-the-trainer approach. And also, we do organize the training programs on this economic modeling or trade-off analysis and the regional climate training programs also. We bring these experts to these regional locations and bring the regional research team members, and we coordinate this activity to enhance their capacities. And the other activity is AgMIP Homestead Sprints. These are different than the workshops and the training programs. AgMIP Homestead Sprints are especially to understand the various teams, the research results, also help them to interpret their research results. If they do have any issues with the models or with IT tools, we understand those things and we try to correct those things by collaborating with the global leadership team. So these things are happening very well, and the face-to-face programs are very effective and ensuring to execute the activities of the coordination research team. But these are very expensive, time-consuming, and sometimes we need to bring these people to a specific location by disturbing their day-to-day activities. So we thought of even exploring the opportunities with the virtual learning platforms. So we started organizing these programs, not only for the crop modeling, also for the climate and the economic modeling aspects. It's not only for the training programs, though you're seeing this one, but at the same time, we do organize these programs for helping them to interpret their results and help them to understand how to conduct these integrated regional assessments. And moreover, these kind of platforms also provide an opportunity for them to share their results, spotlight their main research activities. And we call that one KSI Connect. How we are connecting them between various individuals and also between different locations. It's nothing but now I'm standing here in front of you, but even we can see the same thing through the laptop or a computer. That's the same thing we are doing to do not disturb their day-to-day responsibilities. And other than that, AGAD OpenCourseWare, it's nothing but a learning management system. We have used an open source platform. The same thing I have pointed out, can we do these programs virtually, the virtual learning and the training programs? That's nothing but how we can take the next level or the next move from the person-dependent training programs to institutionalized training programs. These are not new. You can see the engineering courses being offered through this kind of platforms like MIT OpenCourseWare. Even many individuals, the young generation now, especially depending on this YouTube, for just-in-case or just-in-time learning, are enhancing the capacities and the specific aspects. So it essentially has three different kind of users: students are the learners, instructors are the teachers, and the administrators. It's essentially like a virtual school or a classroom kind of environment, but the only thing, these rooms have no boundaries, like without walls. So there are no limitations. You can train 1,000 people, 100,000 people, 200,000 people. At the same time, even these kind of rooms also provide an opportunity for the instructors to offer three different kind of courses. Those are public courses, open to everybody without any restrictions. The private courses sometimes that require who are taking this course for the satisfaction of the instructor. And the other one is protected courses. If the instructors would like to earn income or with any kind of specific motto, they can keep a passcode. If they don't provide that passcode, the learners don't access these courses. So we can even have this kind of protected environments with this kind of platforms also. This platform is already available. What we have done, whatever the training programs we offered through this kind of platforms, we have recorded that one and hosted on this particular platform as an initial step. But as we move on, we are hoping that we can codify this knowledge and digitize these materials with the help of the gurus who are providing these on-site training programs like Ken, Gary, Peter, John Hargreaves, all these people. And the other one is the knowledge products. The knowledge products are nothing but how we can provide these research results to various stakeholders in their user-understandable language. Because some of these models, the subject matter experts can understand, but the policymakers, the smallholder farmers, or the extension agents, how do they interpret their results for satisfying their needs or provide some kind of best decisions? It's nothing but data visualization tools as well as the web-based GIS platforms. We made an initial step And even we can make the publications and everything available as according to the team locations and everything. They can access these things. The initially we hosted this one, but we are fine-tuning these platforms and the development is in progress. So let's focus on the outputs or the kind of impacts what we have created through these capacity building programs or the training programs, workshops. You can see 116 personnel from 5 countries utilized the benefits of both kickoff as well as the midterm workshop. And I'm sure like more than 200 people participating in the upcoming, the Arusha workshop, that's a writing workshop. And the 46 personnel from 18 countries trained on crop modeling through 2 multi-crop model training program. Ken, in detail, explained in his presentation. That includes AgMIP teams as well as external participants. Interestingly, when we have recruited all these learner participants, whoever participated in this training program, though our main focus is for the AgMIP teams, but we did allow some people who are not the AgMIP team members, eventually they became part of the AgMIP. That's an interesting thing. Like you can see the Sri Lanka, the participants, like maybe earlier, they were not part of the team, but now they became the team. Even that kind of opportunities it has provided to allow the AgMIP to grow further. And the other one, 8 personnel from 2 countries trained on regional climate training programs. Essentially, the climate training programs organized based on the request from the regional research teams during these multi-crop model training programs. And at the same time, even we did organize the economic, we facilitated that one to have this economic modeling training program. Also, constantly we are contributing to the IT sprints, whichever being organized by the leadership team. Other than that, AgMIP homestead sprints, it's a new methodology emerged based on the collective efforts of the regional research teams, global team, and the coordination research team. And the 2 new knowledge sharing platforms we have created over a period of these project activities, you can see the KSI Connect and the AgEd Open courseware. And 11 AgMIP learning resources have been created for any time to facilitate any time, anywhere learning. You can see the number of hits these videos has received, those available on that particular platform. And finally, the findings, if you can look at that one, the project made a significant advances in research capacity as well as the not only the AgMIP teams as well as to the other individuals. At the same time, it clearly shows and the further investments are also needed even at the student level. So the plans are underway to think about creating a student scholarship program. And other than that, regional research team activities have led to co-development of regional integrated assessment methodology. It's a new methodology and created an opportunity to offer this kind of courses at the university level as well as at the various research organizational level for both undergraduate and as well as to the graduate students. And moreover, the research organizations like ICRUSAT, other CG centers, they do facilitate this kind of the research programs after finishing their coursework. That's one potential opportunity still we can explore. And the other one, the training activities have contributed to create more expert trainers at the regional level. These are like, we can say, the next level trainers who are actually trained in the train-the-trainer model. Hopefully, we will see many more than the double numbers or the triple numbers if we can go with the online platforms. And the learning objects facilitated anytime, anywhere learning, that we have clearly seen the effects of this kind of learning repositories, but we realize that more such efforts are required to engage regional research teams to keep them into the continuous learning mode or a lifelong learning mode. And the documenting methodologies and best practices are essential to get wider outreach. And the most importantly, the engagement and coordination of stakeholders are essential, and we have to enable them to access these knowledge products. Those may be in the form of policy briefs or the extension fact sheets to add value to our research findings as well as to provide greater outreach for getting a greater impact from all our activities. Thank you.
Thank you, Dilip. Any questions or comments for Dilip? If not, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Great.